The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. You know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line thanks to Visible. When you switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless Visible, you can get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees. No, really. You can look around for them. They're not there. Switch now at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Beyond, and hello everyone, my name is Jonathan Dornbush, and this is not Podcast Beyond. This is just me checking in the final week of 2020 to let you know, as I mentioned at the end of last week, there is no regular episode for this week. We took it off. Everyone's getting some much needed rest and much deserved rest. We'll be back next week with a new episode. I'm sure just all the PlayStation news will hit in the first 3 or 4 days of the year. You know, that's how it, we'll have plenty to talk about regardless of how much news there is. Of course, there was PlayStation Plus for January announced today. Maneater for PS5, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and Greedfall. If you didn't see that, there you go. There's some news for you. It's like a mini news crunch right there. I wish I had the sound effect on my computer. I can't play it. I wish I could. But anyway, thank you all for all your support this year. I just wanted to check in before the end of the year. One, to mention, of course, that there is no episode this week, but you can go watch our Bloodborne Let's Play. It's the first episode, which we recorded in the before times. We were waiting to record an episode 2 because in those before times and right when everything was happening at the beginning of this year, we were like, yeah, this'll be fine. We'll be back in the studio in 2 months. Nothing to worry about. We'll record the show and it'll be great. Obviously, that didn't happen. We didn't record another episode. But we are trying to figure out how to continue it in 2021, even if it is remote. But as a thank you for all your support this year in such a turbulent year, we wanted to put it out there because it's a really, really fun episode. So please go check it out if you can, if you need an hour of wackiness as I learned to play Bloodborne. It was the first time I played a Soulsborne. If you've been watching me stream recently, you may have seen me playing Demon's Souls, but this was my first real, you know, getting into a Soulsborne. So I don't want to spoil the experience, but I do want to just go say it's on IGN.com and YouTube.com/IGNBeyond. If you hear the horn outside, I'm sorry. This is the realities of recording this at home. But anyway, no, that's out there for you to go watch. It is really, really fun. I can't recommend it enough. Even watching it back as someone who lived through it, it's a really, really well-cut, condensed-down version of that 3 or 4 hours in the room. But it's a really, really great package. Red, our producer of Beyond, edited that as well, and it came out really well. I'm very excited for it to be out there. So it's out there now. As you're listening to this, go check it out. Go watch it. Revel in my maybe good gameplay. You'll have to watch to find out. I'm not going to spoil it. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that and to also say thank you for all your support. Sorry, I'm clearing my throat before I get into my sappiness. Thank you for all your support this year. Thank you for watching or listening, for writing in your memory card stories, for writing in questions, for whatever you've done in any way, silently or out loud, to support the show. It means so much to us because we love making the show. We make it for you and we hope it's been a good show. And I think if it's been a really good year for the show in spite of everything around it. I think we've had really great discussions about PlayStation and the industry around it. I think we've had fantastic guests who have only made the show better. I think anytime we're able to corral the main cast together, I know it's been spotty this year, but I think anytime we've been able to, it's been some of our best episodes easily. It's been a really, really great year for the show that I look forward to every week, because it's always, at least for all of us when we record, you know, we're able to put aside sort of everything else going on and just talk about PlayStation for an hour. And that's been really, really fun. So thank you for letting us do that. Thank you for supporting the show and allowing it to be this fun, amazing thing during such a crazy year, and for such a year that was so packed with PlayStation stuff to discuss, even if it started off a little quieter there. It was so fun to do this show this year, and I'm so excited to continue doing it in 2021, whether it's figuring out how to make the Bloodborne Let's Play continue or just all the other stuff we'll have to talk about. There's so many big games announced and so much stuff we probably don't even know about, so it's going to be a really, really fun year for the show that I'm looking forward to. And I can't thank you all enough for supporting the show, for being kind and good people. And just thank you. It means so much to be able to do the show. I know I say that all the time, but it really, really does. So thank you for letting us continue to do it. I won't go on any longer. I won't belabor the point, but just wanted to say thank you for all of your support this year. Can't wait to continue the show next year, which is a day or two away at this point, but I can't wait to continue the show next year and for all the fun, exciting subjects we'll have to talk about in 2021. It's going to be such a blast. So with that, I will leave you. I will just say, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I can't wait to continue beyond in 2021. Please be good to one another. Please be kind. Please stay safe. And as always, beyond.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.